Welcome back to the Finsiders, Dolphins and the Bengals tomorrow night, Thursday night football on the NFL Network. Very happy to have analyst Mike Mayock with us in studio to discuss the game. Thanks for coming in. Welcome to South Florida. Appreciate the time. And let's start with the hottest topic of all when it comes to this Dolphin team, pass protection and the offensive line. I like listening to you break down things you've seen on film. You have a way about the way you do it that makes it very understandable for most football fans. What have you seen from the Dolphins up front?
Will you tell that to my bosses, please? I mean, they're all over me all the time, some for being too technical. But on the pass protection side, I actually put a reel together of all 32 sacks. And I went through the reel 2 days ago and then again last night. And what's happening is there's no one common denominator. And I think both offensive tackles were getting collapsed, which makes it a very small pocket for the quarterback. I think the running backs have struggled at time picking up blitz. And I think the wide receivers have had some problems getting off press coverage. So when you add it all up, you've got a quarterback who's in his second year who can be a little bit shell-shocked with all the contact. You've got a very small pocket that's getting collapsed on both sides. I think he's holding the ball onto the ball a little bit too long. And when you add the whole thing up, it equals 32 sacks and a lot of frustration, because I think it'd be easier if it was just a scheme thing where he said, double A gap pressure, all we got to do is this, this, and this. It's not that. It's a bunch of things where they just have to get better. And I think I'd love to see Ryan Tannehill get the ball out of his hands a little more quickly. And I'd also like to see him pull it down and run occasionally.
We have heard all of that from Joe Philbin, so it's nice to hear it coming from an outside source. The run game, or lack thereof, is probably a part of that as well. At times, teams, I don't know, have respected the run against the Dolphins situationally. What have you made about the amount or lack of amount of carries that the running backs have had, you know, through the first half of the season?
You know, I liked the first half of last week's game, and I thought Lamar Miller ran the ball really well. I thought the big kid from Kansas State, 33, ran the ball really well. He's got better feet than people think he does. And I would have liked in the second half if you could have stayed with that a little bit more consistently throughout the game. It's a 17-17 game. It's a 20-17 game, and three and out with three consecutive passes at that point, or a strip sack fumble. I'd much rather run the football, bleed the clock, punt the football, make Tom Brady go 80 yards.
Mike Mayock is here, lead analyst for the NFL Network. Thursday night football at Sun Life Stadium tomorrow night between the Bengals and the Dolphins. Coverage on NFL Network all day, all night. You just flip it on. You don't have to go anywhere else. You mentioned Ryan Tannehill. Like to see him run a little bit more, get rid of the ball a little bit more quickly. A year and a half, basically, into his NFL career right now. Big picture, what do you see?
I've always liked him, and it goes back to Texas A&M when he was a wide receiver. You know, so I like the kid. I believe in the kid. Now, I think because of the pressure this year, it's retarded his progress just a little bit. And if you look at his numbers today, they're very similar to the end of last year, averaging about 6.8 yards per attempt, 59% completion rate. And I don't always put a lot of stock in numbers. I believe the tape more. But he's a guy that I think has got to be closer to a 64-65% completion guy. But it's more than Ryan Tannehill. And I think typically we in the media and the fan base put more on the quarterback, good and bad, than he deserves. I think Tannehill will be fine. I think there's just a little bump in the road right now.
Mike Mayock is here from the NFL Network. Hot topic number three for Dolphin fans, I think so far this season, has been Mike Wallace, the way he's been used, what he's produced and what he hasn't produced so far. Are you asking questions about the way Mike Wallace is being used? Are you asking questions about Mike Wallace's, you know, effort? Or, you know, these are the things we hear from the fans, some of the frustrations that we hear. What have you made of his first few games in the uniform here?
Yeah, I think I watched almost every throw Ryan Tannehill made this year. So I've got a pretty good overview of what they've tried to do in the pass game. And it's less of how you, quote, try to use. And I know the fans are into that. And keep in mind, the offense he's coming from a quarterback that is maybe the best in the history of the league at extending plays. And you're talking about a guy that flies. The more time he has to use that speed, the better off it's going to be for him. And you come into a little bit more of a constrained type offense. But still, I think the bigger issues are, number one, we're going to go back to pass protection. If you're going to throw the ball vertically down the field, if he's going to run a deep cross, a deep over, a fly pattern, a dig route, you've got to have significant time, and they haven't had time. Number two, when teams are blitzing and bringing five or more, then they're typically pressing at the line of scrimmage looking for disruption. And when you combine the pass protection issues with corners trying to get a piece at the line of scrimmage, it's hard to get the ball out to Mike Wallace down the field. So I think the combination of the run game, trying to stay with the sticks, some play action vertical to him with maximum protection, I think gives him some more opportunities.
Mike Mayock is here. Let's talk about the other team, the Cincinnati Bengals, a little bit. One of those kind of pick your poison offenses, I think, if you're looking at them from a defensive standpoint. Yeah. Multiple receivers that can get it done, multiple running backs, multiple tight ends now after they add Tyler Eifert in the draft. But A.J. Green is one of the best in the National Football League. Why? What makes him so good?
It's a great question. We're going to try and show it tomorrow night because, I put a tape together of all his catches this year, and I think they're 40-some of them for over 700 yards. And the things he does, number one, is he creates separation. Doesn't matter if you press him or play off of him or play zone. He understands instinctively how to create separation. He gets off the line of scrimmage with either size, use of his hands, quickness, and he wins right away, which makes it easy for his quarterback to get the football to him. And then he's just got crazy ball skills. Ball in the air, contort his body, open his hips. He's got strong hands, crazy ball skills, wonderful body control. He's 6'4", 220. He runs 4.38. He and Calvin Johnson, and you could name one or two others, they're the elite receivers in this league.
He is in the stratosphere. Giovanni Bernard, a rookie from North Carolina, guy from down here, so some local interest certainly. How has his rookie season looked to you so far?
I think he's been one of the real pleasant running, but actually, let me even change that. One of the more pleasant rookie players in the entire league, not just at the running back position. He adds another dimension. And you mentioned the two tight ends, and they have three wideouts that can play. But when you had Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and nothing else, you could do some things defensively. When he's in the game, when 25 shows up, you don't know if he's going to be a tailback, slot, detached all the way out wide. You don't know where they're going to use him. He's a weapon both in the run game because he can make you miss, but he's a weapon in the pass game because he catches the ball so well.
Great analysis and insight from Mike Mayock. You can get more tomorrow night, Dolphins and the Bengals on NFL Network. He and Brad Nessler will be calling the game. NFL Total Access kicks off 6 p.m. tomorrow night on the NFL Network. Mike, really appreciate the time. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.